This is the Legacy Minded Leadership Podcast, and we're your hosts, James and Maria Collins.
We are on a mission to help you answer the divine call in your life, to experience transformation for God's glory, and to advance His kingdom.
The world needs more people who are confident in their identity and are living intentionally to fulfill their life's mission.
Your legacy depends on you leading yourself well and taking action towards a clear vision for your life.
Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will."
We are here to help you renew your mind so you can stop chasing the things of this world and start living a purpose-driven life that is uniquely yours.
We want you to experience abundance in all areas of your life, but it's not just about you. It's about leaving a legacy that endures far beyond your time on earth.
God has entrusted you with unique gifts. You get one life to use those gifts to leave a lasting impact for generations to come.
Your legacy begins now.
Welcome to the Legacy Minded Leadership Podcast. We are your hosts, James and Maria Collins. Hi, James.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. What are we talking about today?
Alignments.
Ooh. What about that?
Some people might not understand when we say alignments. What we're talking about here is relational alignments.
Relationships.
That's right. Critical relationships. People that you align your life with.
Who you choose to do life with.
That's right.
Okay.
So we'll start by defining what is an alignment. First and foremost, an alignment means to come together in agreement or alliance. And that's kind of the lens I want to look through when we talk about relational alignments tonight. I want to think about it from an alliance standpoint. So an alliance are the people that you are allies with, people that are in your corner, that you go to war with, that you do business with, that you do life with. And so that's the context in which we're going to talk about relational alignments today. And primarily, when you think about what are the most impactful or relationships that play the biggest roles in our lives, we typically think about our spouse or romantic partner. We think about immediate and extended family members. We think about business relationships, whether that be a partner, a boss, a company that you're working for, colleagues that you work with, clients that you have, or we're talking about close friends, people that we spend a great deal of time with. And so those are the relational alignments that we're going to be talking about tonight. And the reason that we're talking about these and the reason that relational alignments are so important is who you align yourself with in life will determine what you will do and how far you're going to go in life. Our pastor says it this way. He says your alignments will determine your assignments in life.
Also, the people that you hang out with, the people that you have a relationship with, right? They are going to either take you forward or hold you back. So that's why it's important to choose your alignments correctly and you're not forced to have a relationship with anybody. If you've, even if you're blood related, there's nowhere that tells you you need to have a relationship with that person.
Yeah, we talk about in the circles that we run with, mostly within our church, we talk about you've got your family of origin and you've got family of choice. And your family of choice is the people that you choose to be with. And they may be blood, they may not be. But it's the people that are closest to you in your life. I've got men that I call brothers that aren't blood. And I'm closer to some of these men than I am to my own blood brothers. Although me and my brothers are close, I'm closer to some of the men in our church and specifically in the men's ministry of our church, which I'll talk a little bit later about because that's one of the primary alignments for me in my life that has helped me grow.
And there's also that saying that there are people in your life for a reason. for a season or for a lifetime. Mm. So don't be afraid that if a relationship comes to an end, it's okay. Some people are not growing with you. Some people are not ready to grow with you. Some people don't want to grow with you. And when you're growing, when you're stretching yourself, when you're choosing to create a life that you want, thinking of your legacy and making the right choices for yourself, for your family, right? Some relationships that you have might change the way that the other person sees you, pointing it out their own insecurities and their own fears that will make them turn against you. And there's nothing wrong with you and where you're going, and it's totally okay that they don't want to come with you and you can leave them behind.
Yeah, I mean, like you were saying, that, you know, people for a season, people for a reason, or people for a lifetime. There are relationships and alignments in our lives that will be for a lifetime. Hopefully, you're in my alignment in life is for life. We made that decision when we got married, and we've had this conversation multiple times. Like, the D word, meaning divorce, isn't part of our vocabulary. It's just not something that we use to, you know, attack, or it's not a weapon we use in war with each other if we're in an argument or disagreement or when conflict arises. We made the pre-decision that we're in this thing for life. Whatever comes at us, as long as we keep God in the center of our relationship, we can work through anything together. And so that is an alignment that will be there for life. Our alignment with our kids is a lifetime alignment. As long as they continue to choose us. Yep. And there's going to come a time when they're going to be adults and they're going to have to make that choice on, do they choose to align with their parents any longer, or do we kind of become a periphery relationship in their life? And we're trying to be very intentional right now about how we engage with our kids, how we teach our kids, and how we show love to our kids, so that when they are grown and have lives of their own, they will choose us in adulthood. But they're going to have that choice.
Yes. There's a proverb in the Bible that's so good. It's Proverbs 13:20, and it says, "Walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble."
Yeah, Jim Rohn says it this way: you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And so when you think about that in the context of that proverb, walk with the wise and become wise, associate with fools and get in trouble. The people that you surround yourself with, what happens is there's this thing called groupthink that starts to occur. And when the people that you put yourself around often, you'll start to think alike.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this proverb is so true. It's rooted in truth, because if you're around people who are wise, you're going to learn from their wisdom. And you'll grow because you're around people who are higher level thinkers, higher level doers. If you're hanging around fools, you're going to be a fool. You're going to act the way that they act. You're going to think the way that they think. You're going to get into the same kind of trouble that they get into. And that's why we're talking about alignments tonight, is it's so important to be intentional about who you do life with, who you align yourself with, especially when it comes to the people that you spend the most time with, because of what that proverb says. Groupthink is a real thing. You're going to think the way that the people that you spend the most time with think.
And if you're looking to grow, right, there's a different saying that I don't know who created it, but if you're the smartest cookie in the room, it's time for you to change the room that you're hanging out with.
Yeah, that's good. So, you know, some key tenets to just who we are in life and why relational alignments are so important is because, number one, nobody accomplishes anything in life by themselves. Not anything of value, anyways. If you want to create something that has lasting power and value in the world, it's very rare that somebody does that 100% alone. They need people around them that will help carry that vision to fruition. We need people around us who will support us, encourage us, people who will keep us grounded in life and not let our heads get too big when we do experience a little bit of success, and people around us that we're aspiring to, people who inspire us and make us want to pursue our purpose with more vigor.
One of the things that we talk about a lot when we are in the marriage ministry, it's about who you're hanging out with, right? If you're married, you're having issues with your spouse, you don't go look for the single friend to help you with advice on your marriage. They don't know how to help you, and they might direct you in the wrong situation. So looking for wise people to surround you with, the same season of life, when you talk about, right, the same core values, the alignments that you're looking for, the season of life that they're in. For us, the things we look into, it's a big part of our life is our kids. Mm-hmm. So we are surrounded by friends that have kids the same age, that we know the values that they have as parents, what they want for their kids. Mm-hmm. And we choose to hang out with them. We choose to allow our kids to hang out with their kids because we know the way that they are bringing up their kids into life and the kind of parenting that they have.
Absolutely.
The intentionality, what they want for the kids. And by having similar values as we do, we are intentional to, we prioritize spending time with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is actually part of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And for anybody who's not familiar with that, there was a man named Abraham Maslow. He's a psychologist that, I don't know, a long time ago.
I think it was 1953, something like that.
Yeah, a long time ago. He created this hierarchy of needs for human beings. And at the base of this is physiological needs, things like breathing, food, water, shelter, clothing, and sleep. The next level is safety and security, which are things like health, employment, property, family, and social ability. Then number three on the list is love and belonging, friendship, family, intimacy, sense of connection. And that's what we're talking about with relational alignments. And what what he talks about with the hierarchy of needs is we're always attaining to these needs simultaneously. But if one of these baseline needs goes unmet, it takes the majority of our focus and attention gets placed on that need that we feel like is not being met psychologically. But the point of Maslow's hierarchy as it relates to relational alignments is we all have this innate desire for love and belonging in our lives.
It's a human need.
That's right. So we're going to seek that out in one way or another. And what we are trying to help our listeners understand today is you get to choose who you align yourself with. You can allow yourself to have alignments by default in life, which are things like, oh, well, my neighbor and I live next to each other, so I might as well be his friend and spend a lot of time with him. Or my kid likes this other kid at school and wants to spend time with him, so I guess we're just going to align with that family and spend a lot of time with that family. Like you were just talking about, we're very intentional about the families that we spend time with. And we do seek out other families that have kids that are similar in age as ours because, like you said, we want our kids to have good alignments in their lives as well. We want them to grow up with people who think the way that we think. We want them to grow up with people who have the same values that we have. And everybody has those needs. Everybody has that desire for love and belonging. The key is deciding who you're going to align yourself with based on, do we share the same spiritual beliefs? Do we share the same values? Do we share the same purpose? Are we heading in the same direction in life?
another thing to think about is your relationships, the people that you have. Now we're going more into how to apply this to the real life, right? Who are you spending time with? And one thing I always talk about with my clients or friends, they're having issues with other people, is I always ask them, when you're in that person's presence, what do you feel? When you leave that person's presence, how do you feel? Do you feel energized? Do you feel drained? What impact is that person having in your life? Mm. If you're hanging out with negative people, you're going to become negative.
Yeah.
All they do is complain. It's heavy. It's like, you know, that person's like, oh, I don't want to go talk to that person. She's going to complain all about again. It's going to be just that nagging and that complaining that, you know, she doesn't want to do anything about it.
And then you'll start to find yourself complaining more.
Exactly, because that's what that person does. And the more you listen to it, the more normal it becomes to you. And then that's how you become more like the five people you hang out with, right? So understanding the relationships that you have. Why do you have that relationship with that person? Is that a relationship because you work with that person, or because you have to have, or because, you know, it's your neighbor? Again, you don't have to have relationship with anybody. You choose to have relationship with the person that you're having a relationship mm-hmm. with. Another thing I remember when we were reading about the Maslow's hierarchy, that the child, when a child looking for belonging, right, in a child's life, that need for belonging will surpass the safety and security.
That's right.
For the kids that have abusive parents, for example, right, if a kid is abused, they still love their parents so much, because first of all, that's the people that, the only people that they know brought them to life, and that's what they have. But when a kid experiences that type of belonging as a kid, that's engraved in their subconscious, right? The first years of a kid's formation is so important for the rest of your life. So then if you are a person that keeps going over and cycling again into abusive relationships, people taking advantage of you, you will have to come to a point to stop it. And you can't do that. You're not obligated to stay in that relationship. But you need to become aware mm-hmm. of what's triggering and what's taking you back to that relationship. Why do you think you're not worth it? Why do you think you're not loved? That is not the only person that can love you. There is a world full of people out there. There is a God that loves you more than you can ever imagine. But you need to overcome the fear of leaving that person. You need to detach you from that person. It's your heart, it's your fear of not having anybody else. Mm-hmm. And I do remember as a young girl, I think I was about 15 when I had my first boyfriend. I stayed with him I was dating him for like 6 years, and I was finishing college when we broke up, and I thought that was it. That was the relationship for the rest of my life. At the end of the relationship, I knew that wasn't what it was going to be for the rest of my life, but I remember the fear of I'm never going to find anybody else. So I didn't want to let go of that. And it was so hard after we broke up, because in my mind, that was it. So I hold myself into that relationship because I was afraid that I couldn't find anybody else.
Yeah, that's so good. It's that desire for love and belonging is so intense that you'll even seek out, if you're not being intentional about it, and like you said, being aware mm-hmm. of how does this other person make me feel? Is this other person aligned with my virtues, with my values in life? Are we headed in the right direction or in the same direction? Are they going to help me grow, or are they going to hold me back in life? And if you're not bringing your awareness to those things, you will stay in abusive relationships. You'll stay in relationships with people who hold you back from being your best, simply based on the desire to not lose the sense of belonging.
Yes, doing things because you don't want to hurt your friends' feelings, choosing to do things that it's not in accordance with your core values because your friends are doing, you know, you're hanging out with this group of friends, but they start doing things that's not aligned. It's okay. Get yourself out of that relationship. You can, by focusing and knowing your vision, mm-hmm. what kind of life you want to have, by focusing in those things, these friends that are not aligned with you anymore invite you to do things. If you're focused and you're doing the things you need to do, your schedule is booked and it's easier for you to say no to that person.
Absolutely.
Knowing how to set those boundaries and say no. And if the person asks you, don't be afraid to say, I love you, but I don't agree with that behavior. Mm-hmm. I don't want that behavior. I don't want my kid to have that behavior. I don't want my kid to watch that behavior. So we're not going to be hanging out as much anymore or ever at all.
Yeah, that's really good. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:33, it says, don't be fooled. Bad company corrupts good character. And this is a really famous verse, and it's been used in secular ways as well. But that's an easy verse for us to recognize and connect with, right? Yeah, bad company corrupts good character. But I think the difficulty for people a lot of times is it's hard to recognize bad company sometimes because, like you're saying, especially if you've spent a lot of time with that person in the past. I think about relationships that I had in high school. And
I want to stop you right there. The hard to recognize is because you don't have a vision or you don't know what you want your life to look like.
That's exactly where I was going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So I think back to relationships that I had in high school, and there were some relationships that were really strong friendships for me in high school that I tried to hold on to too late into adulthood after we were out of high school. And I held on to these relationships because I don't know, but there was a sense of, like you were talking about with your first boyfriend, just not wanting to let go of a relationship for fear of not growing that close or that intimate with somebody again in the future. But what I had recognized over time was we're going in different directions in life. And we were just kids. Like, I didn't have any vision for where my life was going. In fact, it's only been in my mid-30s and beyond that I've really started to get a clear vision about my own future. And you've been a really big part of that, which is why our alignment is so important. Our church, Elevate Life Church in Frisco, Texas, has been a really big part of that. And what we learn from our pastor, what I've learned from the men's ministry that I've connected with there, these have been hugely important alignments in my life that have helped me develop that vision. But I didn't have that coming out of high school. There were those relationships that I tried to hold on to. It wasn't immediately clear to me because I'd grown up with these people. I had spent a lot of time around these people. It wasn't immediately clear to me that this might be quote unquote bad company for me. It's only now that I'm looking back on it in retrospect that I realize there were some things that we were doing that we should not have been doing. There were thought patterns and processes that we shared that we shouldn't have, that weren't beneficial for us and for our growth together. And thank God he brought me out of those situations and out of those alignments and set me down a path toward meeting you and getting aligned with the people that we're aligned with now, because the trajectory of my life is far better as a result of that. But in the moment, it was difficult for me to recognize those people that I had spent so much time with as quote unquote bad company.
That's so good, James. And what you were talking about is alignment through same values, right? You align yourself with people that have same values, and you will learn that by watching the way that they live, by connecting with them, right? And creating relationship, getting to know them, to understand what their values are.
Oh, and understand what your own values are.
Exactly.
That's why one of our first episodes was on core values, because knowing what you value most in life is important in establishing the right alignments in your life.
Yeah, that's what I was saying at the beginning. I said, no, when you don't know who the if the people you're hanging out with are doing wrong for you, it's because mm-hmm. you're not aware of your core values. Absolutely. You're not, you don't have a vision, or you don't have an idea of the life that you want to live. So you're just doing whatever.
Right.
Now, let's talk about spiritual alignment. 2 Corinthians 6:14, it says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness?
Those words are righteousness and wickedness.
Thank you for correcting me and making me better. Do not bind yourself to the decisions and actions of the people who do not share the same values and purpose aligned to the word of God. I love where the Bible says, I don't remember exactly where it is, but it talks about your behavior. Your behavior, and I think it's when it talks about alcohol, drinking alcohol, that it's okay to drink alcohol. But when you're drinking alcohol and you're making somebody else fall into addiction, for example, if you like to drink alcohol and you're hanging out with a friend that have issues with alcohol, then what's okay for you becomes a sin because you're bringing that person into something that they struggle with. And I love that, because if you don't know that, your actions as a Christian, if you call yourself a Christian, if you gave your life to Jesus, your actions matter. And what you do will affect everybody around you.
Yeah, that's Romans 14, 13 through 23.
What is this? It
says, therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or a cause to fall in our brother's way.
Exactly. Yes, I love that. And it was revelation to me. It became so clear what my actions can cause in somebody else's life. So knowing, right, don't be yoked with not people that have the same spiritual values. Mm-hmm. You can't think that because you're in the church, everybody's right in the church. Church is made by broken people. Some are a little bit ahead. Others are still in the beginning of their journey. But everybody should be looking for Jesus and to have a better life and become, right, and live by the word of the Lord. So understanding who you're aligning with is spiritually, not just the values the same, but do they believe the same things? Do they know the word of the Lord? Are they acting up what they are learning mm-hmm. in the word of the Lord?
Yeah, I mean, there's, you and I know this well, because we live this life. We're very in tune with the spiritual realm, and there's a spiritual battle for our souls. And our souls are our mind, will, and emotions. And the people that we align ourselves with will have an influence on our souls. Their souls will influence ours. Their minds, their wills, their emotions will have an impact on our own mind, wills, and emotions. And so, you know, what you're talking about, and the reason that we're talking about spiritual alignment here is just for that. Like, there's this battle for our souls. And if we're not intentional about, I'll go back to the very beginning with the definition of an alignment, where it says come together in agreement or alliance. You're aligning yourself and being in an alliance with fellow believers. It's a really important aspect of being a Christ follower, is that we surround ourselves with other people who believe the same things that we do. When we go to battle with whatever's coming at us in life, we've got people that we can rely on to go pray with. We've got people that we can rely on to support us, to encourage us, to utilize the word of God to speak over our lives. And we give those people permission to do that because we've been intentional about building these intimate relationships. But that's why spiritual alignment is so important. If you're trying to get encouragement and direction from people who don't share the same faith as you, and there may be people who are listening to this that don't share the same faith as we do, and that's okay, but you should align yourselves with people who are of the same faith as you. for nothing less than having people that you can rely on to build you up when you need it in the right ways, in ways that are aligned with your own faith, your own beliefs. And
not just that, people to call you out when you're not acting properly.
Absolutely.
You need to have those friends in your life to remind you of who you are and who God says you are and the way you should act.
Yep. So the third type of alignment that we'll talk about is a purpose alignment. Ephesians 5:11 says, "Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them." The other Bible verse that I want to use here is 1 Corinthians 10:31, which is a foundational scripture for us because it's aligned to our core value of excellence. But it says, "Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." And so throughout the New Testament, Paul mentions a multitude of co-workers in his ministries that were aligned for the purpose of sharing the gospel. It's the same for us. One of the first episodes that we recorded was around understanding your purpose, finding a meaning for your life. And then as it relates to relational alignments, we have to align ourselves with people who share a similar purpose or who will help us along our path to fulfilling our purpose. And hopefully it's a mutual exchange where we're also helping them towards their purpose. And when we say purpose, we can think about like this really high level, big picture purpose for our lives, but it could be you're aligned with somebody for the purpose of, I think about our kids. Noah's on a soccer team and I'm aligned with parents of other kids on that soccer team. And we're aligned for the purpose of our kids learning and loving soccer together, right? So it can be a smaller purpose, and there are going to be different alignments in our lives and different purposes in our lives that different alignments will fulfill. But understanding what purposes there are in your life and whatever season that you're in, and making sure that the people that you're surrounding yourself with are at the very least not preventing you from pursuing that purpose.
Yeah, that's good. So then let's talk about how can people apply all of this conversation we had now into their lives to understand what the relationship that they have, understand if they should look for different relationships. How can they do that?
Yeah, so like you were talking about, and we talk about this all the time, awareness is so important.
Yeah, our podcast should be called Awareness.
Yeah, right. But you've got to take stock of the relationships and the alignments in your life.
Yes, like I was saying before, how is this relationship? Is it adding value to your life? Is it bringing drama to your life? What is the result of this relationship? Mm-hmm. What's it bringing for? It needs to be a win-win situation.
Yeah, and I'm afraid that we're coming off as if we're encouraging people to find transactional relationships in life. That's not what this is about. It's not, I'm going to go align myself with this person because this person can help me fulfill this thing, or this person's going to support me here, or this person. It's not about seeking out transactional relationships. It's about being intentional in saying no to relationships that aren't serving you in your life, aren't serving you from a spiritual perspective, aren't serving
you. It's not taking you closer to your vision. It's not taking you closer to the kind of life that you dream of, that you know you want to have. Those relationships is the ones that we're talking about. It might be time for you to let it go.
Yeah, the ones that are holding you back.
And there's relationships, there's different friends that you can have that you will have similar things that you guys like to do. But the thing is, are you doing things that you love with that friend? Are you feeling happy and fulfilled with a friend? Do you feel, or when you go out with this friend, you drag yourself to go with this friend? Or the other day I was talking to my friend, she's like, "Oh, I said yes to something and I don't know why I said yes." I was like, well, let's ask yourself that question. Why did you say yes to the person? Ask yourself, why did I say yes to go meet to this person that I clearly do not want to? If you have a problem saying no, I always teach my clients this. You can answer, let me look at my calendar. Let me see. Let me check with my husband. Let me see if I can do this. Don't just say yes right away. Stop yourself from saying yes to things that you don't need to. And it's for not just relationships, for other areas in your life as well. But identifying that if you want to grow, what kind of relationship do you need to have in your life? If you want to open up your business, you need to look for entrepreneurs to hang out with. If you're looking to be a homeschooler mom, you should go look for the homeschooler moms. They're doing this for a while and they're rocking it.
Yeah, go align learn. Yourself with a group of moms who have been doing this that you can learn from and connect with.
Yes, if you want to grow in your faith, go into a Bible study. Go hang out with the ladies. They're studying the Bible. They're growing the area. If you have a friend that is good at something that you want to become good at, go talk to the friend and go ask them, how did you grow in this area? How did you do this? Like, I want to grow in this area. Can you help me? And those are the alignments that will come into your life and you grow together with the person. It doesn't mean you're going to be friends with the person for the rest of your life, but for a season or for a reason or for a lifetime, you never know until you're in there.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean that you have to completely cut people out of your life either. Like we're talking about your family of origin. Like there, it may not be reasonable that you're going to cut a brother, a sister, a mother, a father completely out of your life, but it might serve you to respectfully distance yourself from those alignments. If they're causing anxiety for you, if they're, to your point or points that you've made earlier, like if they're making you feel a certain way or they're degrading your life in some way, it's okay to distance yourself so you're not spending as much time there. And that's kind of what we want to talk about as far as how do you establish the right alignments. It first starts with taking stock of the relationships in your life, asking yourself which alignments support your faith, your values, and your purpose, and which alignments might distract or take away from those things in your life. And then identify those that you should grow the alignment with and those you should distance yourself with, and start to make conscious decisions, choices, and actions that either distance yourself from the relationships that you don't want as much in your life and start to grow those that you do.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, let's land this plane.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, it's about the choices that we make, and the people that we align ourselves with are really important in our lives, not just from a love and belonging, filling that love and belonging need for us, but when it comes to pursuing our legacies. This is the Legacy Minded Leadership Podcast. We are about pursuing legacy with our lives and understanding our values, understanding our purpose, and aligning with people who share those things. Yeah. Is really important.
And if you're in a relationship with a person and you have that gut feeling that you're not being yourself, that you're acting in ways they're not right for you, those are the relations. This is a sign. Our body gives us emotions, and emotions are signed that something might not be right. And that's your body telling you, you should not be hanging out with that person. You should not be doing the things. You not should be the person you are when you around the certain friends. And take the step down and distance yourself. Do something good for yourself and take the action.
Yeah, and go identify some aspirational relationships that you want to grow.
Yes, absolutely.
Be intentional about, you know, creating time for those and pouring into other people and showing love to other people to grow mm-hmm. those relationships and make sure that they're fulfilling, mutually fulfilling relationships for you.
Yes. So we hope this episode had helped you somehow bring awareness to your life, to your relationships. We hope that you find the people in your life that will make you grow and bring fulfillment and drive you to your purpose and not against and not away from your purpose. So hope you enjoyed, and we can't wait to see you next week.
God bless. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you being here. If you enjoyed this episode, please review, like, subscribe, and share it with someone you think would benefit from it. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Instagram.
just search for Legacy Minded Leadership on your preferred platform. You can also email us directly at legacymindedleadership@gmail.com if you have any questions or if you're interested in learning more about individual coaching with me or Maria. Until next time, stay focused on your purpose and remember that God loves you and He has great plans for your life.